Hi, and welcome along to another album audio review with me, Paul Johnson, on Folkin.com. Thanks for joining me. And today, I'm going to be talking about an album from the very young and the extremely talented Katie Spencer, who I had the joy of meeting at the New Forest Folk Festival a few months ago. Katie performed at the New Forest Folk Festival in an afternoon slot. And it was lovely to see her just sitting down, playing her guitar, so beautifully well as well. Her songs are very well crafted and beautifully written. It's almost like she's only 25, but she's got this really experienced, worldly way of writing her songs. Born and bred around East Yorkshire, she grew up in industry, and the landscape has always been open skies and widening rivers. And that comes through in her songwriting a lot, about the space and where she lived and where she grew up. This is track one on the album, and it's called Take Your Time. In a way, it's a brilliant time to listen to this album because the themes run through the autumn sun and later sunsets. And the people in this area tend to be lived and bred, the flowing and the ebbing of the tides and the open spaces. And that comes through, as I say, a lot in Katie's album. She's such a mature songwriter, and if you listen to her voice carefully, it takes you back to the sort of Joni Mitchells and maybe a little bit of Kiki D in there. And such a talented guitarist too. Track 2 portrays that even further with a track called The Edge of the Land. Katie's songwriting is both thoughtful and creative, and it takes you on a little journey each song that she plays so beautifully and sings so beautifully. Again, the landscapes come through in the next track. Silence on the Hillside is a beautifully written song, and this gives an idea of how great she is with words. The opening words, for instance, to this song: we are all tiny people full of love bigger than our hearts. This is track 3, Silence on the Hills. Beautiful song with a little bit of trumpet thrown in there at the end to create an even nicer feel to the end of that song. What really tells with Katie is her ability to communicate with the audience. And when you see her live, and I really do highly recommend you do go and see her, she has a great connection with the audience, a way of portraying her songs and understanding what the audience understand from what she's singing. This is another track that belittles and belies her age. She seems to be a really worldly experienced songwriter, and this one is called Roads.
It all comes rolling back. Some of these memories have
As well as being a really talented singer and songwriter in her own right, Katie manages to bring some great talent to this album in the recording and the production. Tom Mason plays double bass, Aaron Amann plays the drums, and the very experienced Spencer Cousins plays the Steinway piano and keyboards. And Nathan Gray adds his touch with the fugal horn, which I did call a trumpet, I must apologise for that. The next track brings a tune to the album. A nice little tune written by Katie, and it's called Bear's Tune. Such a dreamy, pretty track there. It goes through the theme of the whole album. You can just sit back and relax. The sort of album you could play on a long car journey, or just sitting down in a dimly lit building, dimly lit home, cozied up by a nice warm open fire. This album would be perfect for that. The next track is another example of Katie's brilliant songwriting. Again, drawing influences from where she grew up and where she comes from, this is a track that she relates back to some of her youth. And this is called Shannon Road.
Plain clothes police are breathing down the necks of those who are creeping, and I'm driving away from Saturday night.
Track 7, coming up now, is a lovely love song, beautifully written once again, beautifully crafted words and poetry put into song. This is Wormhole. Again, we can hear that Joni Mitchell, Kiki D vibe coming through. Beautiful voice of Katie Spencer. Track 8 brings another song about love, and that is a beautiful song. And this one's called Go Your Way. The lovely Go Your Way from Katie Spencer there. The penultimate track on the album is another beautiful song called Sweet and Gentle. And it's got more of a jazzy vibe here and features that Steinway piano that I was talking about earlier. This is Sweet and Gentle. The beautiful Sweet and Gentle there from Katie Spencer. This album's got the beautiful things running all the way through it, and lots of tracks certainly do demonstrate Katie's brilliant guitar playing as well, as well as her great vocals. There's lots of influences you can draw and you can hear throughout the album, but Katie is very much her own person. Yes, there's some little bits of Kiki Dee and Joni Mitchell. There's even some beautiful, vulnerable vocal lines that something on par with Sandy Denny would do. So we reach the final track on the album that you can hear underneath you now. It's a beautiful track and it's called Forevermore. Well, it's been a pleasure reviewing this lovely album from Katie Spencer. It's available now, it's out now, it's called The Edge of the Land. And if you want to get hold of Katie, just search info@katiespencer.net and look her up and find out everything you need to know about her and find out how to buy her albums and when she's playing, because she does tour extensively. It's been a pleasure. That's all for me on this review. Keep checking back at folkin.com for more audio album reviews.